The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Golly, we're so glad you're back to join us on What's On Your Mind. Thank you. Todd and I were just saying last night, do you think they're all going to come back and do this all over again today? And see them, Todd, they're all out there. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, take a bow. They're all out there waiting for us to chit-chat today on What's On Your Mind. Thank you, glad you're along. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO, booming to the Bakken from the home where it all started, 1951, the oil capital of North Dakota. That's right, Tioga, North Dakota. KTGO 1090 on your radio dial. And KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, right there on the western edge. We appreciate you being along with us today on the program, brought to you in part by B-Mobile. We're going to tell you a little later on about how you can pick up to $650 in cold hard cash when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. No kidding. So I'll tell you about that this hour as well on the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is how you let us know what's on your mind by calling 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm gone again today. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can Man, on the program today. Taking your calls, questions, and comments. I encourage you to call Ron on any and all issues, and certainly a great resource on the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, and also a good chance to bring in some other guests. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming up. It's a big, big deal in May, and Ron will tell us about that and a lot of other things today on What's On Your Mind. So, Ron, take it away.
Thank you, Scotty, and good morning, everyone. It's another dreary, drizzly day in North Dakota, and I'm glad Scott is off doing things with his daughter. My daughters are supposedly off to Jamestown today to play tennis, but we'll see. It's not been a great year for the spring sports so far. We have a great show today. We have Jim Martha, the CEO of MBI Energy out of Belfield, North Dakota, is going to talk a little bit about his company. And Jim was the guy who came out about a year ago and made the grave predictions about the Bakken getting down to 50 drilling rigs. And, of course, we now wish Jim would have been right. Instead, at the time, he was kind of demonized for his pessimistic view. But we want to talk to him about what that's meant to his company and what his vision is going forward. Also, we have Blue Halsey, the Vice President of Government Affairs for Continental Resources. Of course, Continental is a major player in the Bakken, and Blue's been very involved in the oil export, lifting the ban of the oil exports, and many other things. And finally, our final guest today is John Gertis. He's the Managing Director of the KLR Group. He's an energy analyst and really one of the renowned experts on oil shale companies and the stock performance, and it's going to be very interesting to see what his opinions are on what's the outlook for these oil companies and all of the service companies that are doing business in the Bakken and other oil shale plays across the country. All of these speakers are going to be guests of ours at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference May 24th to the 26th. We have just an incredible lineup of speakers for that event. We have 75 different speakers, a dozen Bakken CEOs, the North Dakota delegation, and the governor. In addition, we have the Region 8 EPA director. That's going to be very interesting to see what he has to say. And then, of course, Lou Holtz is one of our keynote speakers for that. We've got 275 booths, 1,500 attendees so far. We hope that will grow, and we're a month away. So that's what Scott wanted me to focus on today. Todd, I thought I'd talk about pheasants and hunting and things that I really love, but, you know.
What's Scott going to fire you?
I guess you only get paid for the things that you really
well,
do.
And you know what? If listeners call at 1-800-228-0550, 701-250-0550, and bring that up, I mean, you can't stop that from happening. Whatever happens, happens.
I tried to bump one of these guys and get one of the ranchers and farmers where I go pheasant hunting to talk about how great the pheasant hunting is going to be this year, but he was too busy.
Have him call in. I mean, Manny can't hang up on him. He's got to put him on hold, and, you know, if you bring them on and that's what they talk about, hey, it's called What's On Your Mind. So,
well, we really encourage your questions today. As I said, we have great guests, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. And, you know, what's been going on in North Dakota, certainly on the politics world, but also as we look at the commodity business You know, one of the things I'm going to talk to Blue about today is that, you know, it's one thing in the agriculture business and the oil business to manage your business when you've got cyclical markets and down markets and up markets, and I think we can get through that. But when you wake up every day and it feels like the federal government is trying to shut you down and add cost to make your business more difficult, I think that's something that's really beginning to wear on, certainly on the energy industry, and I think the agriculture industry as well. So that's something that, you know, we want to talk to EPA about, the BLM about, the state about, and other entities about, is that we've got to have a little bit positive messaging back to the energy world and everybody right now in terms of a little bit of empathy would go a long way sometimes, but not that we need that, but we just don't need more federal rules every week.
Why not? Isn't that the way government works?
They just wear on you. They just,
you know, another thing every week.
It's one thing if they add value and you know, add to the health and safety and environment, but what we're seeing now is we're just emptying
out. Oh, sure, we can't have no government or we'd have chaos. But
dumping out the desk drawers at EPA and you're burdening down the staff, these staff people for these.
How can we make sure we have jobs tomorrow?
Not doing much good. So it's frustrating. But
I get that.
So, Todd,
give me that look.
I had to have some coffee there, but
well, of course.
When we talk about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, it's a huge event. It's 24th annual conference, and this actually started back in the early 90s when we were just beginning to develop the concepts around horizontal drilling. And this is an international conference. We host it on the even number year, on the off number year. It's up in Regina. And it's brought together the geologists and the engineers and all of the scientists over the year. And as the Bakken has evolved, we've kind of made it a business development conference. And, of course, 2 years ago, we reached a peak. We had 4,300 people, people from 49 states, 7 provinces, and 9 different countries were here. And so this year, we, with the downturn in the industry, we're not going to have that type of attendance at this event, but it's still going to be a great event because we get the decision makers here. We get the people that, you know, are going to be here in the long haul. The strong will get stronger is likely what happens in these downturns. So, you can go out and register for this event at WBPCND.org. That's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.org. You're not going to find an event with more quality speakers throughout 3 days than this event. It's really fantastic. So with that, I think we'll talk a little bit about what we see. We had 26 drilling rigs going this week in North Dakota, a number that we had hoped we kind of had flattened out at 30, but we're now down to 26. And, you know, that's just part of the business right now. I think that everybody has recognized that you're going to just hunker down. You're going to pinch your pennies.
There is a floor. It's not going to go all the way to zero. I mean, there's always going to be some activity, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing we have to remember is that drilling rig represents the new money. That's the exploration dollars that come in. And you're still producing your wells. So we're still producing an incredible amount of oil, 1.1 million barrels a day, which takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of inputs. Takes a lot of activity. So when you go out west and you look at those communities, there's still a lot of things going on. It's just the fact that, you know, we had 186 drilling rigs. We peaked out at, I believe, 218 was our peak in May of 2012. And, you know, that is so much economic activity. But you got to do that. In a commodity business, when the going's good,
right,
we now know. You know, people were saying, slow it down. Well, now we see why we didn't. We were very fortunate to have about a 9-year run with high commodity prices where we were able to attract the investment. We were able to get those communities the infrastructure they need. And then going forward, it's going to look much different, but we're also going to be much more prepared going forward. And you just need to drive through those communities to see.
Having around 43 right about now, certainly better than it might otherwise be. I mean, we're not quite where we ideally would want to be.
Right.
But is it sustainable at 43?
Well, a couple things. $43 a barrel right now, that is a price in which, you know, you can kind of continue to produce the wells that you have. When we were at $30 and Bakken oil was really fetching around $23 a barrel, there was just no economic reason. You were losing money on producing
right.
those barrels. So
right.
I would like to see it climb a little bit more for now, at least to get us into the 47, 48, so you can begin to restore some of the financial health, because it's going to take you a long time to restore your balance sheet. And then make the decisions as you get into 50s and 60s to begin attracting capital again and exploring for the...
At 43, we can have that positive thought with a little bit more credibility than we can at 33 or 23. So.
Well, at 43 is a lot closer to 60 than 27. So, but you're not going to be adding rigs back on. You're not going to go out and, and we got to go back out and really... convince the investment world again that this is a good place to put your money, because so much of this oil play has been a capital play. You got to attract that money to put that $7, $8, $9 million in each of those $2,500 wells we were drilling a year.
No doubt. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ron Ness for Scott Henin. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
Right? You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see in Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind, brought to you by Be Mobile. I promised you earlier to tell you about how you could get your hands on some cold hard cash up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at Be Mobile.
It is pretty simple, actually. You know, maybe you're stuck in a contract or device agreement. Maybe you left Verizon and realized the other guy's network just didn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, it really doesn't matter. Because right now you can come home to Verizon and T-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. Now, come on in. They'll give you all the details, get it all worked out for you. But it's pretty darn simple. It really is. And it's a great way to be part of Verizon again, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they are everywhere. The latest beyond locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota and Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes to better serve you. Find out more at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Our guest host for today's program, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Oil Can Man. That's right. Ron Ness, take it away.
Thank you. Todd, I think we have a call.
Well, let's go to it. Chris is on the road. What road?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to get your thoughts on how much of an impact you think the road restrictions are having on the oil in North Dakota right now, not only on the drilling side, but the workover side and the fracking. You can't haul anything on the county roads because they're restricted 12,000 until further notice right now. Do you think the drilling will pick up once the restrictions are lifted? I'll hang up and get your response. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris, and certainly something that was in the newspapers today. I've not had a lot of calls on this from our folks, and generally speaking, if it's unwarranted, our trucking companies and the operators start calling in because you're essentially shutting down all the operations when you put the county road restrictions on those gravel roads. But I think, you know.
Maybe drop Chris down there, Manny. Sounds like he's intently listening to his answer.
I think he's working.
Might be working.
Yeah. So, but those counties, I think, have been doing a pretty good job of putting the road closures up and at the times when it's absolutely critical. And just stepping out in my yard this morning, I know that the ground is soft and you can completely destroy a county road by running trucks over it. So we hope that we get some sun soon and some wind and we can dry those county roads out. And it certainly has a significant impact on your operations.
Sounds like we're a few weeks away from that happening.
Well, now. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. So nice weather next week. But when you get into 4 or 5 days of weather like this and those county roads, it just gets very soft. And we've seen some incredible damage. So I think that the fact that I'm not getting any complaints from the truckers and the companies is the fact that it's warranted. And we hope they open them up as soon as possible because it backs up not only your production, but your all of your employees and all of the activity. So one of the things that I thought maybe we should chat a little bit about in the news today was news came out yesterday that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are both looking at the possibility of attending the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in May. Kind of an interesting deal.
Hitting that A-list pretty good then.
Well, it would be a great opportunity to hit them here and listen to their views on energy and really get them to talk about North Dakota in a whole.
Better make some room for those satellite trucks then.
We have not had
all the cable channels are going to be here. If they're both here,
it's going to be a zoo.
It will be.
But
it'll be great. It'll be a great zoo.
It'll be great. And you know what? That's what it's all about is making an opportunity to get them here. I think the timing is right for them to be here with the June 14th primary. You've got 28 unbound North Dakota delegates that they're going to probably want to try and get in front of at some point.
Suddenly we're a swing state. We've never been more relevant. Have we ever been more relevant in North Dakota than we are right now?
I don't think so, actually. If you think back to the past and presidential visitors this late in the game, we've never had anybody show any interest in coming to North Dakota.
Yeah.
Usually when we got a February caucus or something, we may have one of the contenders, one of the many contenders at that point swing through. But if we could land both of them and get them both here, they both expressed interest. Of course, they're very busy this week and probably in the next.
But they need every delegate right now. I mean, it's coming down to that.
Every delegate. And you know what? Yeah. In North Dakota, Ted Cruz keeps saying he won North Dakota, but really, none of them are committed to Ted Cruz.
Right, exactly.
They said, I may vote for Ted Cruz, but if Donald Trump comes and meets with them and woes them, they may
quit. I guess
it's
like so many other polls, and no matter how you twist it, you can come up with who, you know, your way of winning.
So certainly,
a great slice of it or something.
That would add a little excitement to the event that we're having, and hopefully we get one of them. We may get both of them. And now that you've got the,
and so you're going to get a lot of people that would otherwise probably not be as inclined to go, definitely wanting those tickets, wanting to go.
There'll be a lot of interest.
Yeah.
Not sure how we're going to manage yet. We'll make it happen. I'll guarantee that.
It's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, it is, and it creates some excitement and some opportunity. I was listening to the news last night, and this K-Chit Cruise Consortium, it was kind of reminded me, I was playing Risk with my kids the other night, and the two of them teamed up in a co-op against me, and it worked pretty well until, of course, I got out of their way, and then they had to decide at what point they were going to attack each other again. So we'll see how this plays out.
Were you noticing the parallels there to what's going on?
Kind of funny, because you don't often see two political candidates just completely gang up against one. So there's certainly things to not like about all of these candidates, but I think getting them here and hearing their opinions on some of the issues that matter to all of us would be great. And we will, as I said, we will make it happen one way or another if they want to come.
Oh my gosh.
And we have not.
You're going to be turning people away if you've got both of them.
We have not had interest shown from the Democratic candidates as they were in the state of New York, essentially, bantering back and forth on who can be more opposed to fracking, and which.
Yeah, there would be an irony to having either Clinton or Sanders at the Wilson Basin Petroleum Conference.
Well, I think it'd be great to have them, actually.
It would be great to have them, but it wouldn't exactly be friendly territory to them.
Well, but how can you stand up in front of the people of New York who burn more energy and use more energy probably than
well, but
the
every,
rest of
every
the world.
Person that says don't use so much energy flies a jet to tell everybody to stop using so much energy, so.
I'd be fine if you were against energy if you didn't just use it.
Okay.
You
know, yeah.
If you're against fossil fuel energy, well, fine then. Just don't use it.
Right.
And it's all good.
Maybe they just don't care about the North Dakota vote.
Well, or the economy, or
the economy,
all those paying energy prices,
exactly.
Or what it costs us to drive and live and heat our homes and turn our lights on, and those are the things that when you go into New York State and you banter that topic that heavily as Bernie Sanders did, and you really push Clinton further and further, it really serves no good in the long term for the energy policy of the U.S. I would like to get them here and have them talk about it in a state like North Dakota.
Have they addressed their energy policy, especially Sanders? Clinton probably has spent some time on it, but has Sanders spent any time on it?
I have not seen his energy policy. I've listened to a number of his talks, and
so it would seem like you have to have an answer for it. Even if you hate fossil fuels with all your might, you still have to have an energy policy.
Well, you got to get your energy from somewhere, and we'd prefer not to get it from OPEC. And that's one of the issues, is really that if
we need more than coffee for energy.
You don't like it here, you know. And the sun isn't providing us too much energy today. You know, sun and wind are all great.
What's in your mind? Ron Ness for Scott Hennin. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Leadership takes courage. KLJ has been a leader for over 70 years and is looking for others to share our vision. We know engineering from oil to rail and are growing steadily. Whether you're getting in at entry level or bringing years of experience, we have the position for you. KLJ offers competitive wages, excellent benefits, and employee stock ownership. We are an equal opportunity employer. Take the first step. Find us online at kljeng.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If $32 an hour sounds pretty good to you, just grab a pen, and I'm going to give you a number in a minute for Terry at Polar Service Center. Up to $32 an hour is what they're paying right now, and they are looking for people to fill positions that are currently open, like right now. In other words, you call today, you get a pre-screen interview, they set you up with a formal interview over the phone, and you might have a job at $32 an hour before you can blink. As a tank trailer mechanic, as a service technician, they're doing bumper-to-bumper mechanical work. A lot of tank trailer work at Polar Service Center. They're North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer. And these are folks that have recently expanded to Williston. They recognize this is an opportunity. This is a great time to have customers for decades and decades to come at a time when things are a little slow right now and other folks are leaving, shutting down, downsizing. They're growing. So what a company. You know, think of that kind of energy and enthusiasm to be a part of that. So here's the number, Terry at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. I could go through the list of all the benefits packages and 100% health care, but just trust me, 401k, all of it's great. Terry will give you all the details. 507-696-1164. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline if you have questions today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Back to What's on Your Mind with your guest host today from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Ron?
This is Ron Ness, and we have a guest this half hour. And first, Todd, we got an email question. The question from Scott is, what effect does the export ban have on the industry in North Dakota, long-term and immediate? And we're going to talk to Blue Halsey a little bit about that because he was extremely involved in the lifting of that ban in Congress. But I would say that what we've seen in the near term has that we've seen a bit of a tightening between the Brent crude oil price, which is the world price for oil, and the West Texas Intermediate prices, which the prices which we get for a barrel of Bakken. And historically, there's been a pretty big differential in that. Right now, we hope that the Bakken and the WTI barrel has come up to Brent, but maybe it's all come down. But the long-term effect is that I think we know that we've got a market for our high-quality sweet crude oil, and you can grow your Bakken production and not be concerned that your barrel is going to get discounted because it gets squeezed into a market where there's no room for it. And, of course, only so many of the refineries across the U.S. need high-quality sweet Bakken crude. Others are using heavy Canadian sour crude. So with that, we'll ask Blue a little bit more. But, Jim, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, Ronnie.
Hi, Jamie. How are things in Medora today?
Well, it's actually no snow. Bellefield's got about 5 inches of snow. Medora, I can look out the window and just see the drizzle. And it's going to be a beautiful sight when the sun comes back out here. It'll be good and green. The Badlands will be nice. So getting ready for the tourist season.
Jim, we just had a caller ask about the road closures. Your company, MBI Energy Services, is probably the largest crude and water hauling company in the state. What's the impact been on you guys?
Well, it has a huge impact. It really does, but it's understandable at the same time. You're going to have weather events like this that cause a slowdown. But, I'd say I looked at our crude oil numbers today. We're probably down 50% last 2 days on transportation. But then if you go out and tear the roads up and get going again, it just hurts your equipment and hurts the image of the oil and gas industry. So as much as we don't like to see a road closed, we understand it.
Yeah, and every day you shut down that production a little bit. I think we have to recognize that come the end of the month or 2 months out when we hear this April report on oil production. It will have an impact because every day you don't produce a barrel is a day you don't get that barrel. But, Jim, I was just thinking back on your family-owned business and MBI, and I think it's one of the great business stories in North Dakota, and it all happens out of Bellefield, North Dakota, and maybe you can give us a little snapshot of your business and how it's transformed since you guys started it, and what it looks like maybe 15 months ago and what it looks like today.
Yeah, well, we're not the small family-owned business we used to be. And we brought on another family probably 6-7 years ago, the Polad family, who owns the twins, to help us grow with the opportunity we had in front of us. And then we brought on a financial partner out of New York. So we still, consider it a family-owned business. We're still the family's day-to-day management. But, the last, since December 2014, there's no doubt it's been a trying time for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, including ourselves. We peaked at probably over 2,200 employees, and, we're down below 1,000 employees right now. So it's hard. It's tough decisions. A lot of people affected from it. Only thing you can do is take advantage of the times, figure out where you can get your efficiencies, gather the best people that you can to go to work for you and get your house in order and get ready for it to come out the backside, which it always does. It's not if, it's when.
Jim, I was looking through our Williston Basin conference booklet yesterday, you've taken what was traditionally a trucking company in Western North Dakota. And your bio says that in addition to his role as CEO of MBI Energy Services, Jim's also the CEO of MBI Oil and Gas, Wave Petroleum Operating, McKenzie Energy Partners, MBI Real Estate, and Formation Energy. So you've brought on a lot of different divisions onto your company. And are you also operating in other states?
Yes, so Wave Petroleum is an operating company that's based, all out of Wyoming. We have a pretty good play going on in southern Powder River, Wyoming, which has been pretty exciting to us. It's the home office is out of Denver. McKenzie Energy Partners is a midstream company that's actually based out of Watford City, led by Jeff Comer and some of the young engineers. So those opportunities have come up. Formation Energy is actually a New York-based company that bought out MBI Oil and Gas's non-op assets 3-4 years ago, and we operate that also for Lindsay Goldberg out of New York City, out of Denver. It's pretty unique. That company itself, we're in over 3,000 wells in Williston Basin, so it really gives us, when you add all those companies together, the amount of intel that you get, the amount of feel that you get for the industry, what's the best practice, where it's going, where it's been, where you think it's going to head, from completion techniques to production to the midstream stuff. It just gives you a fabulous amount of intel to try and make your way through the oil and gas industry. And it's pretty exciting when we put it all together and put it in our databases, our Spotfire, and look at it. We look at the different operators going, oh, look at that well, or look at this well, or see how they're doing it. So pretty exciting times when you do that. Obviously, the oil price still make it very exciting, but we feel that that's not going to stay there forever.
Jim, when you you talk about the Poland family and the Minnesota Twin Poland family being partners in your business now, and when we hear about the, you know, the Sandpiper pipeline trying to go through Minnesota, and we often hear from the governor of Minnesota and others over there that there's really no value in Minnesota and the Bakken and allowing that oil to come through. What inspired a baseball family like the Polads to get into the oil and gas business in North Dakota?
Well, I imagine money inspired him, but it came through a small private equity firm over there that found a Bill City Capital that had done business with the Poland family in the past. And you think about, you know, you just think about the Poland family as Minnesota Twins. Well, it's so much bigger than the Minnesota Twins. I mean, they sell Marquette Banks. They owned Pepsi America bottling two different times. So if you use the analogy of Pepsi America versus a trucking company out in Western North Dakota, Pepsi America was 100% just a logistics story with trucking delivery, you know, supply, demand, ups and downs. So those analogies are very good. You know, they've been a very, very long-term supportive partner of ours. Jim Pollard has, you know, I've got to know Jim pretty good. He's a great level-headed businessman, long-term thinker. To be quite honest, he likes our business. He understands it's a cyclical business and it can have its ups and its downs. And, you know, but, you know, Twins come number one with Jim.
Well, certainly between Dave St. Peter and Jim Pollard, we ought to try and get one of those guys over here, one of the Pollards over here sometime to talk about that at one of our meetings. One of your other roles has been been on the Oil and Gas Counties Board for a long time, and a lot of discussion right now about, you know, the surge and the effectiveness of the surge. And what's your thoughts on how that's all played out in Western North Dakota and where we're at today versus maybe three, four years ago?
You know, Ron, an election cycle always make you reflect, but you know, I reflect all the way back to, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, when I was a young businessman going for administration under George Sinner, who wanted to solve everything by putting a tax on, to be at the front end of when Ed Schaefer kind of, in my opinion, changed the mindset of North Dakota, Strindon, then you go into John Hogan and Jack, Al Carlson, Bob Stanjum, Wardner, you know, Wayne Stanjum, all the guys. I was thinking about today of all the departments over the last 10 years, you know, from DOT to the Industrial Commission to Commerce Department to the Health Department, you know, Bank North Dakota, the time and the effort that all the agencies put in to solve the problems of Western North Dakota, when you think about it, is just absolutely phenomenal under the leadership we've had over the last 20 years. You know, I think about the governor's race and I go, in the U.S. race, in my humble opinion, United States needs a shake up. In the state of North Dakota, I think our leadership has been fabulous. I think the guys have done a fabulous job. I'm glad I've been part of it as a county commissioner, sitting on the boards. You know, it wasn't without frustration, without a few arguments, but nobody really had an idea of what we're coming into, where we're going. And now you look at it. We have a beautiful infrastructure. We got good hospitals. We have new schools. The roads are nice. Rural water is made available to many, many different people. Emergency services, all ambulances got upgraded. You know, you can go back to John Hoban and his infinite wisdom pushing for the 4-lane highway across the northern tier of North Dakota. I mean, that's just an example of, you know, forward-thinking people. You know, all of our leaders, I just, you know, the efforts that they put into it is just phenomenal. In my opinion, the time and effort, you know, they're all or most of them aren't full-time jobs. And
Jim, we're going to jump to a break here, and we've got a question that's come in for you, and we'll be back right after the break.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them the car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them when they bring the car in for service what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Had a neck surgery that didn't go so well. Made sleeping really tough for her. She told us that MyPillow, as in the MyPillow product that Todd and I sleep on, that we talk about, is the first pillow she found that allows her to maintain a correct position, and there's no more tossing and turning. She can sleep again. Think what that does for her health. I can adjust. I can take it with me when I travel. I just love it, she said. Love it. Big word. We hear that a lot. Love it. It works, folks, for so many others, and I'd love for it to work for you as well. 60-day money-back guarantee, so you really have no risk here. 10-year warranty will not go flat. It's machine washable. It's easy to care for. Incredible deal. And right now we have a 4-for-1 deal. The classic 4-pack combo, $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160 when you say, Scott sent me to my pillow. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. More of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Ron Ness.
So, Todd, you know, last time I was hosting this show, I talked about bacon. It was after a Cloverdale bacon ad. Some guy yelled screaming at me about bacon, right? Remember that? It's like, who screams at a guy about bacon? But, you know, I hope Todd Scott gets some kind of a spiff off this My Pillow thing because I now own three of them. So just really? About everybody in my
well,
family
you know,
is going to have a My Pillow.
You know how they
yeah.
are.
So they're good. So, you know, that guy's what an entrepreneur. He's selling pillows. So our guest host, our guest today is Jim Arthod, the CEO of MBI Energy out of Belfield, North Dakota. And Jim's talking to us from his home in Medora. And just to clarify this, Jim, you did say 5 inches of snow in Belfield, right?
5 inches of snow in Belfield, zero in Medora.
Wow.
Good wet snow. So, yeah. Unbelievable.
You know what? Medora Foundation is always doing things right. So, Jim, we got a call. We got a comment, email question from Tina. And her question is, how much will pipeline capacity of soon to be 2 million barrels of takeaway capacity and other efficiencies like gathering lines eliminate the trucking and rail jobs going forward?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough question to answer. You know, everything's evolutionary. We see opportunities in it. With the new pipe about moving things around. You know, you can have a, like you were talking earlier in your program, you could have a Brent WTI blowout and, you know, you're going to need to be able to move things around again. It's going to have some impacts, but it's going to also create some opportunities. It's just part of business. Nothing's forever one way. So I think it's really good overall for North Dakota, and it's really good overall for the producer. Like I said, it gives them another optionality. And then guess what? You know, my trucks aren't running today, but the crude that's going down the pipeline is going down the pipeline today. So, you know, infrastructure brings stability in. And at the same time, when you put in infrastructure, it puts opportunities in for short hauls, moving for different price points and stuff. So, you know, something we watch every day and something we try to figure out how we're going to take advantage of and make some money off of.
It seems like the business just kind of evolves, and I think many of us recognize that the more pipe you have in the ground on days like today and other days from a road safety, from a dust standpoint, there are still lots of opportunities for trucks, and trucking is always going to be part of the business because you're moving inputs from A to B, and as you said, the price may change going one direction, so you want to move your barrels another direction. So it seems like the demand for trucks hasn't gone away. It just kind of evolves and changes. And have you seen a fair number of the companies that had brought small trucking groups in here? Have they kind of withered away as we've seen the downturn?
Well, you know, overall, it's affected everybody. You know, there's still plenty of competition without a doubt. You know, so. I wouldn't say anybody withered away, but, you know, capacities definitely went down, you know, one thing the person on the email or the caller, you know, when you think about when somebody brings on a super pad with 15 wells on it and they come on at 5,000 barrels a day, for an example, you can't put in infrastructure, short infrastructure to take care of maximum capacity. So, you know, you're always going to have a need for the trucks to be able to take care of that kind of ebb and flow. So you just got to go with it and be positive about it and know that it's good for the industry in the long term.
Jim, about a year ago, you did an interview and you were kind of termed the doom and gloom guy. And at that time, we had about 140 drilling rigs. and the price was starting to plummet, and you predicted that we might get to 50 rigs, and a lot of people called you crazy, and you've been in this business a long time, since I think the mid-70s. So what did you see that you thought this was going to be a serious issue, and what's your vision looking forward?
Well, I obviously missed it by 100%. I wish it would have stopped at 50, but it didn't. But 50 was just an indicator. You know, you gotta, just like anybody else in the business, you read everything you can, and it's a pure supply and demand fundamental. I didn't say it on the show that I predicted 50, but all my guys, I said, be prepared for 2017. I truly feel like that's when the real rebalancing comes. As far as the drone rate prediction, I'd say June of 17, it wouldn't be a stretch to, you know, see 75 to 100 drone rigs running. I think June of 17, you could...
Going to have to leave it right there. Blue Halsey's coming up. More What's on Your Mind is on the way with Ron Ness.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small. The benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book.
Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.